folks, nothing in Pakistan amazes us anymore, because we know that this is a land which is so unnatural, so unethical, so unpopular, and so ugly that even the ugliest of ideology will be better than the ideology being used by Pakistan, particularly the GHQ gang. They put religion in everything. We see now the shitty ideas of oil being sold under Islam. Tea bags are being sold under Islam with the blessing of Allah. And the biscuits are being sold under Islam with the blessing of Allah. I mean, Allah and the shit related to Allah has enveloped the country from top to bottom. I mean, you can't imagine that a country will force a useless book we know as Quran to be compulsory in a school curriculum. And people will be encouraged to remember this book by heart, which even Arabs give a damn about. I mean, I have not seen any Arab talking about Quran or Muhammad. Most of them, they feel sorry how the religion was used by Arabs in the 7th century and later century to usurp the rights of everyone and to allow big harems and big mosques and the big palaces for the kings and the rulers. I mean, how you can call an ideology which allows slavery? I mean, the holy book allowing slavery, telling people to break their ankle if they try to run away, telling people, okay, you can treat them well, but they are slave, and their kids are slave, and their wives are slaves, and all that bullshit. And if they want to get rid of slavery, then they have to pay money to the owner and get free. Really? I mean, a book which tells you that you can pay money and get out of slavery, and has no courage to tell people to stop this nonsense? I mean, it has more than 1500 years, or I believe 1400 years, when one person from America, Abraham Lincoln, who declared it illegal and haram and fought for it. A civil war ensued, and we saw that 250,000 Americans, they lost their life on this issue, and ultimately the truth triumphed and slavery was banned in America. And we still think a 7th century guy who had many slaves, more than 70-80 slaves and 15 to 20 slave girls, was called the Rahmatul Lil Alameen. I mean, under what definition you can put a person who did not work a day in his life? If we compare Abraham Lincoln with Muhammad al-Arabi, you will see that Muhammad does not even come close to any American. Forget about Abraham Lincoln. Because this is the country which works for people, which helps people from the day they are born till they die. Government is responsible. And here we have a guy who never worked in his life and has an ideology where nobody was accountable. Nobody was responsible. Government had no responsibility. That's why we see in Muslim empires, or even Arab empires, if a tragedy happens or a mistake happens, the ruler will say, oh, this is act of God, and these people are shaheed, and they are going to Jannah. You don't have to even bury them, put them in a dump, and they are okay. This is how the Arab ideology or Islamic ideology tells you to live your life with. it tells you which hand you can use to clean your backside, which way you should walk. When you take your first leg outside your home, you recite this dua. When you go back, you recite this dua. When you do this, you recite this dua, and all that bullshit. That is why the Muslims have never learned anything in their life. The best of the experts, the best of the scientists, the best of the technocrats, they all come from civilized world, where democracy is supreme and the rule is by the people, for the people, and they own everything. They take responsibility. If something bad is done by a person, he is responsible. Nothing is called an act of Allah here. Unless it is a tornado, uncontrollable. If it is an earthquake, uncontrollable. Even then, government takes care of all the people. If anybody is injured, they provide the health care. If anybody dies, they provide the necessary things to bury him with peace and take care of his family. This is how this world works. But the work of Islam, the work of Arabs, which is being used by GSQ in Pakistan and thereby disturbed and destroyed everything, is the reason why we don't have anything coming good from Pakistan. And it can never be. Because unless the system, which is democracy, which is comes with the responsibility and the rights, is implemented, only then a country can survive. I mean, I have seen many times India had the same situation like Pakistan, but they followed the great British ideology of secularism and human rights, and they have excelled to a limit where Indians are making three times than what a Pakistani makes, and their income is going down. GDP is now negative. And we have this GSQ thugs, particularly this Bajwa bastard, who single-handedly destroyed everything in the country. The situation was not going very good, but it was manageable. Now we have come to a situation where nothing is manageable. I mean, just see on the roads when the people are lining up to get free atta. I mean, we have such a stupid government that even if they had given every person or every family 1500 rupees, which is like close to $5-6, they could have bought the same atta with respect, without getting disgraced like this. More than 10 people have killed, and we have police lathi charge and police baton and all kind of disturbances in these queues to get free atta. As I have said, nothing good can come from Pakistan, because every good has been buried upside down in Pakistan. I mean, this is unbelievable that we had a country where the sister of the father of the nation was threatened to put in jail for not paying electric bill. And this was during the time of Ayub Khan, who was going to UK and having fun with Christine. This was, I think, a call girl which British government or the people who wanted some contract from Pakistan provided him. And the country disrespected the sister of the father of the nation. I mean, the father of this current PDM government minister, Ghulam Dastgir, his bastard father, he took a dog and put the election ID of Mohtarma Fatima Jinnah and then took a whole round in the city. I think her election symbol was Lalten, the one which we use with kerosene oil. And then he was roaming around in the city with a Lalten in the neck of the dog. This is how much these Punjabis, they respect the father of the nation, and how much they are racist. That now the Shehbaz Sharif is using the same slogan, Jaag Punjabi Jaag. Even military is using the same slogan, Oh Jaag Punjabi Jaag. These bastards have no shame. They single-handedly destroyed a country which was supposed to be secular. And Qaide Azam has said very clearly in his first speech that there should be no corruption, no nepotism, and no violation of rule of law. Everybody will be equal. Every faith will be equal. And they all will have the same right. Nobody in the eyes of the government will be Muslim, Christian, or Hindu. But these bastard journals who use mullahs to destroy the democratic system, they had no brain to think. They thought the Islam can bring them oil reserves like Saudi Arabia, without knowing that the oil reserves, even if there are, they have to be exploited. They have to contact the foreigners, foreign companies, the investors to exploit those reserves. But the shit of Islam created an environment where we saw a Polish minister overrun by a forklift from a Jamaati, the Jamaat Islami member, because he saw him shaking hand with a Pakistani woman. This is how stupid you become when the religion is enveloped into society. When the people are told, oh, oxygen and hydrogen, Allah mein milata hai, to usse pani banta hai. This is really unbelievable. When people think that earthquake are the punishment of our sins. Well, the Quran very openly says the earthquakes and other diseases will be on the unbelievers, on the kafirs. But Muslims die more today in these natural calamities than non-Muslims. Hundreds and thousands. I mean, look at Turkey. I saw one mullah who said, you know, the world can do whatever progress they can, but Allah mein ek jhatka dega and everything will come down. This bastard doesn't know that Turkey is not the world. Turkey only is a small part of it. And the earthquake are not from Allah. Earthquake are natural phenomena. The science has already located every fault line on this planet from where a possible earthquake can come. And that can be avoided by having necessary construction rules where the buildings can sustain the earthquake, like we see in Japan. The powerful earthquake which came to Turkey has come to Japan many times, but hardly anybody dies. This is what the science does. But the stupids in Pakistan, and almost every Pakistani, is so much enveloped in this shit of Islam that their brain cells stop working. They don't know how this world is working, progressing, and doing everything right. These stupids, now this is the whole month of Ramadan, already 7-8 days left, all we see is the request for contribution and sadaqah and kharat from hundreds and thousands of fake helping companies, hospitals, poor locations. Oh, hame zakat de do, hame sadaqah de do, hame de do, hum gareebon ki madad karenge, and all that bullshit. They should know that if we had a democracy, a real democracy, government will be responsible for everybody. You don't need any non-profit organizations. And if you do, then those organizations have to be worked in a way stipulated in the tax laws. There have been many companies in America who have been caught stealing from people because they collected money, but only 5% or 10% was used and the rest was numbered. Most trusted companies in Pakistan, in America, are Red Cross, Salvation Army, and something United, and there are more, but they do real welfare thing, which help people, which help poor, which help disabled. And this is what the non-profit organizations do in civilized world. While in Pakistan, the non-profit organizations, they take 90% of the money and then run away. The only genuine organization is Sattar Eidi, who really has done wonders. And he gets, I believe, more than anybody as a contribution. So this Ramadan, the mullahs make 80% of their annual income, because they harass people and they say, oh, Allah ke naam par de do, Allah jannat bhejega, Allah tumhare maa baap ko jannat ul firdaus mein bhejega, aur Allah ye karega aur Allah wo karega. And I'm really so amazed, these mullahs, they manipulate Quranic ayahs in a way which looks unbelievable. Like, there are many ayahs in Quran where Allah is asking for contribution. And then when you hear about this mullahs, I heard about this Dr. Isar Ahmed, the biggest crook of mullahs. He said, ye jo aya hai, ye larza dene wali aya hai. Aap larz jaoge. Although that ayah is all about us requesting money for Muhammad, where Allah is saying that if you are poor, don't be sorry, and if you are rich, don't be very happy. Both are being examined by me, and the best is who gives more to for my name. Sadaqah and khairat and jihad fi sabilillah. It means that give money and material to Muhammad and his associates who are waging jihad, the war in the name of jihad, fi sabilillah, so an Arab empire can be established. Really? And this Dr. Israr stupid called this ayah, larza dene wali ayah hai. Aap larz jaoge. Yani they scare people so much on stupid statement from Allah. Which makes no sense. These kind of ayahs are clear proof that Allah has no power. If he had power, he could have sent treasury bills from the heaven. Like he was sending food to Abdul Qadir Jilani, another crook. Why would he scare people to an extent where the mullah will say, larza dene wali aya hai. Ye to larza dene wali aya hai. Because this Dr. Isar Ahmed, he is talking to people, and then he was collecting chanda from the audience by using this ayah as an example that if you are rich, don't be very happy, you will not be forgiven unless you give money in the name of Allah. That means to me. So every mullah uses these kind of senseless ayahs and take the meaning which fits their need. They will never tell the truth that Allah miyan khairat mang raha hai. Seedhi si baat hai. Allah miyan is begging for help for Muhammad, because all these statements are coming from the mouth of Muhammad on the behest of his people around him. There is no Almighty involved here. But we know that these mullahs, who are basically Arab dallahs and are the biggest power for their support in Pakistan, are the biggest crook ever lived in Pakistan. Pakistan, who could have been the world Muslim leader and a progressive and smart and powerful country, has been made a beggar which even nobody now believes in. Because if we had a good system, people will give us loan. Rather, companies and banks will come and ask us, do you need any loan? Like the banks do in the rest of the world. If you have a good credit, they come and send you a letter every day. Hamara credit card le lo. Hamare se loan le lo. Because they know this guy is capable and he can return and we can make some money. But when we have these kind of stupid ayahs being used by these crook mullahs saying, larza dene wali aaya hai, give me more money and work for Arab interest so that Allah can forgive you. I mean, there's not even one, there are many ayahs where Allah is begging for money. And we have a lot of hadith about it, when Muhammad was begging for money and somebody who had given him good money, he will praise for him. He will say, oh, you are the best of the Muslim. I have a room for in Jannah for you now. So folks, the thing is that the Pakistan has forgotten from the time this military gang took power how to live in a civilized world. They manipulated natural disasters, they manipulated world crisis just to make sure they make enough money and they can control the power in Pakistan. They single-handedly destroyed the country right from the beginning. And that is why we have the worst beggar country, who nobody believes now. Even IMF is not believing them for just $1.2 billion. And we have a situation where religion has totally destroyed us, destroyed our future, destroyed our generation, destroyed our syllabus, destroyed our psyche, and have made everybody mental. Think about it. God bless.